Imagine a world where half the population has been systematically denied basic rights for millennia. Now picture that same half on the cusp of the greatest power shift in human history. When #MeToo exploded in 2017, even Steve Bannon recognized its significance, reportedly telling colleagues that the 2020 election would be the patriarchy versus the matriarchy. This movement represents the culmination of history's longest revolution, women's fight for equality. What makes this struggle particularly fascinating is how deeply entrenched gender inequality has become in our social structures, despite mounting evidence that it wasn't always this way. The revolution has reached a tipping point where personal courage ignites public awareness, which then drives political action. Women worldwide are breaking free from patriarchal systems that have constrained them for generations, creating ripple effects across politics, economics, and culture. This isn't just about women's rights, it's about rewriting humanity's story to include all voices. The traditional narrative of prehistoric male hunters and female gatherers used to justify gender inequality doesn't hold up to modern research. When women entered archaeology, new evidence emerged. Dean Snow found women created most prehistoric cave art, and many stone tools were designed for female hands, challenging male-centric assumptions. Excavations at Çatalhöyük, a 9,400-year-old settlement in Turkey, revealed no gender-based differences in diet, health, or burial practices, indicating an egalitarian society. Even our interpretations of artifacts reflect modern biases, as seen when the Venus of Holefels discovery was immediately labeled a prehistoric pinup. The real shift toward gender inequality came with agriculture 10,000 years ago. Food surpluses led to concepts of property and power, prompting men to control women's reproduction to secure labor for private land. This reveals gender inequality as a social construct rather than a biological inevitability. Religious texts across cultures restrict women's rights, with the Adam and Eve narrative influencing Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, portraying Eve as the temptress responsible for humanity's fall. In the 17th century, Arcangela Tarabati, a forcibly cloistered nun, argued that women were men's equals in God's eyes. Religious doctrine relegated women to subservient roles, with texts like the Quran and Torah limiting women's property rights. Rabbinical commentary declared, "Anything that a woman acquires is acquired by her husband." Modern religious figures continue this bias, with Pat Robertson claiming feminism leads women to leave their husbands, kill their children, practice witchcraft, destroy capitalism, and become lesbians. The discovery of skeleton B78, a medieval nun identified as a skilled scribe who worked with lapis lazuli, challenges the assumption that only monks were literate scribes, revealing women's erased religious contributions. In Senegal, women eliminated female genital mutilation by forming community coalitions after discovering their religion didn't require it. Within a year, half of Senegal's villages banned the practice, showing how quickly harmful traditions can change when women reclaim their religious narratives. The fourth wave of feminism challenges power structures through new power, open, participatory, and peer-driven movements amplified by social media, enabling women to organize globally and share experiences across borders. In Meru, Kenya, 160 girls successfully sued their government for failing to protect them from rape. Their landmark victory benefited 10 million girls nationwide, leading to educational programs, police training, and justice clubs in schools. These young activists ventured where their mothers and aunties and grannies didn't dare to go. The gender pay gap remains stark. White women earn 79 cents per dollar earned by white men, while Black women earn 63 cents and Latinas 54 cents. These disparities result in significantly reduced retirement savings. Women often retire with 37% less in their accounts solely due to gender. Research demonstrates the economic impact of gender equality. Female employment in developed countries has contributed more to global GDP than China's entire economy. India could be 27% richer with gender-balanced employment, while equal access for women farmers could feed 150 million more people globally. Gender lens investing shows both moral and financial returns as companies promoting equality demonstrate market advantages. Women are transforming politics through critical mass representation. Post-conflict fast-track countries like Rwanda, 61.3%, and Bolivia, 53.1%, now surpass established democracies like Canada, 26.9%, and the UK, 32%, in female representation. Women bring fresh perspectives, focusing on understanding root causes rather than assigning blame. Research shows peace agreements without women's participation are more likely to fail. McKinsey estimates $28 trillion could be added to global GDP by 2025 with equal female economic participation. Financial expert Donna Yule Schultz encourages women to leverage their economic power as consumers and shareholders, pressing companies on equal pay, board representation, and harassment policies. Muhammad Yunus's Grameen Bank proved women are reliable borrowers, leading him to conclude poverty is unnecessary. When women control finances, communities thrive, children receive better education, nutrition improves, and economic stability grows. As women advance, they face organized resistance. Political scientist Valerie Hudson notes that men historically agreed to be ruled by other men in exchange for dominion over women. When authoritarian leaders gain power, they often target women's rights, as seen in Poland, where despite prior progress, the Law and Justice Party restricted contraception and promoted regressive gender roles after 2015. Female journalists encounter severe online harassment, with two-thirds receiving death threats, rape threats, and misogynistic attacks. This leads 40% to abandon stories and 30% to consider leaving the profession, while many suffer psychological effects. Honor killings persist as an extreme form of control, where women face death from family members for perceived transgressions like unauthorized relationships or refusing male authority. Some countries still legally permit these killings or fail to prosecute perpetrators. Yet women increasingly challenge sexism. When Toronto reporter Shauna Hunt confronted on-camera harassers, the viral response cost one man his high-paying job. In Maryland, high school girls organized against peers who ranked them by appearance, demanding systemic change. These actions demonstrate how public opinion shifts when women refuse to normalize harassment. Archaeologist Leslie Van Gelder's study of finger flutings, prehistoric cave wall marks from 27,000 years ago, revealed intentional expressions of relationships. Her measurements identified children's marks and movement patterns, showing that just 8 individuals created collaborative art in vast cave systems, often with mothers working alongside children. Women's march toward equality has gained momentum through bold action. In Liberia, Lemak Bowie's mass action for peace, including a sex strike, confronted Charles Taylor in 2003, demanding an end to war. Their success led to a ceasefire and Gbowee's Nobel Peace Prize. The fourth wave of feminism embraces intersectionality, recognizing how factors like poverty, disability, and ethnicity compound gender inequality. The movement has evolved from political advocacy to personal empowerment, benefiting both women and men by breaking down restrictive gender roles. Equality's arrival is inevitable. The only question is whether we'll actively participate in this transformation.